I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
As of yesterday,
yeah,
in the state of New York, it is now legal to grow your own marijuana at home.
Finally.
For medical purposes.
Wow, just in time for winter, I can start growing weed.
That's a great point.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's a good thing they did that here in New York, because maybe now people will start growing their own
marijuana. Get it going.
Are you serious with this, man? Are you serious with this? Okay. So the funniest part of this rollout of legal marijuana in New York is how they keep allowing stuff to happen, like saying, okay, now you can do this, that has already been happening for the last 2 years.
Yes, true.
And the stuff that's already been happening, the state knows it's happening, and they're not shutting it down.
Mm.
Like, for example, retail sales of recreational marijuana. There are a dozen places, probably more, in the greater Rochester area that are openly selling marijuana out of storefronts. And the state has shut down one of them in our area, and it was in Canandaigua.
Yeah.
Right? Why not just blow it open right now?
They can't do anything right now.
Why?
They got to, like, half-ass this thing down the street.
Why?
The slow rollout is just, I think people are just getting impatient with it to the point where, like, I don't even care if I get in trouble at this point. I'm sick of waiting.
But I don't even know how much trouble you're going to get in because they decriminalized. No. I mean, look, the stores will that are selling on retail.
Right. And but if you're somebody that just wants to grow it in your backyard, unless your neighbor complains, I don't know what's going to stop
you. But even if your neighbor complains, we haven't heard of anyone being arrested for having pot plants. And, of course, there are going to be neighbors that complain. If you have the stickiest of the ickiest, that's going to blow into your neighbor's backyard. So here's where it gets really funny.
What is that?
So they passed legislation in the state of New York in late September to allow more access to those who have chronic conditions or other ailments, right, to qualify for medical marijuana.
Right.
Which leads me to believe that it's not all that hard to qualify for medical marijuana, which would then give you, and you ready for this, as well as caregivers, the legal ability to grow marijuana in their homes.
So the caregiver can grow it for me?
Yes.
To administer it to me.
So I guess the idea...
Like a nurse. Give me my pills.
Yeah, the idea would be I am not in a condition where I can grow it myself, but this person could do it for me.
So I got to figure anybody 50 plus would qualify medically for this because you've got an ailment. Like, think of anybody over 50 and they're on some kind of medication.
Sure.
Prescription drug, something.
Yeah.
Aches, pains, backache, whatever. Almost everybody would qualify just to grow, right?
I don't even think it's that hard. I think all you have to do is say it helps with... something like anxiety or I don't think, like, if you go through the steps to get it, I don't think that they deny many people.
Okay.
Can you Google real quick, Kimmy, what qualifies for a medical marijuana? I don't know. I don't even know. Do you have to get a license?
Card?
Or can you have to get a
grow
card?
In your house?
Or can you, well, if you use medical marijuana, do I have to have a doctor tell me I can use medical marijuana?
I guess you need a script, right?
I don't know. Or can I just say I need it for medicinal purposes and they go, oh, okay. Because there's a big difference there, right? Like, if I have to go get registered to use it, they can pop me. If they're allowing anybody who claims they need it medically, well, then it opens up for everybody.
I mean, I got a sore back, right?
Well, you would need it. Do you need a doctor to tell you?
No.
So it says you have to become a certified patient and apply for a card before you're able to purchase medical marijuana.
All right, so there's your problem. But, but growing, I would then assume it falls under that.
Yeah.
All right, 226,000. Let's talk to Don. He's on CMF. Hey, Donnie boy, how are you?
Hey, Pat, that's great news about the law. So that means as of yesterday, I can grow marijuana legally?
Well, no. We just found out that you need to be registered as a medical marijuana user in New York State.
Okay, well, never mind all that. But you think that I could fool them into thinking that what's hanging in my barn right now, I just grew yesterday or today?
I don't know, Don. I don't know.
I'm just wondering if they got a fast grow variety because I...
Hey, all right, Don, let me ask you a question. You live out in the middle of nowhere, obviously.
Yeah, middle of nowhere, right. Yeah, that's me. I got a coonskin hat on right now, Pat,
you just said you had a barn. I don't see a lot of those in Greece.
Thank God I don't live in Greece. But anyway.
But, Don, all right, so how close is your nearest neighbor?
Right next door.
Okay, are you concerned that they would be alarmed you're growing marijuana?
They already know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's hopped up, too.
I had a helicopter hovering over my property once, but go ahead.
I forgot about that. No, I guess Don, I know everybody that wants to grow marijuana is already growing marijuana. They don't seem too concerned about being caught.
No, I don't think anybody's too concerned. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I guess, I feel like I'm in a job interview. Go ahead. No, I guess I'm curious if there are people listening now that want to do this but are afraid their neighbors are going to blow them in.
I don't think anybody's too concerned. I mean, if you're doing 50 plants or something, that's one thing. But two or three plants, nobody. Do you think the cops have time to screw around with a guy growing two or three pot plants?
No, I don't. But I also wonder if somebody.
Well, actually, they probably do because they don't. They're letting everybody go on everything else. So
okay, you're going from one old man rant to another completely unrelated old man rant. No, I mean, but Don, like, if somebody were to call the cops 20 times, at what point do they have to go and at least check it out?
What the concern is the Border Patrol. The cops I talk to.
How far out do you live?
No. It's everybody. We share a border with Canada, even though we have a lake in the middle. And the Border Patrol does a certain sector every year. So if they are alerted to a few plants, then it has to be investigated.
Okay. All right, well, Don, thank you for all that very valuable information you have
shared. Well, it comes from personal experience.
No, I know. I'm being sincere. I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, great. Great to talk to you, Don.
What's the matter with the dainty little wimp is afraid to take a gummy?
We both are.
Yeah,
neither of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm off sweets. Before the holidays. I don't know how to pork up.
Donnie.
Use the diet gel, and that's all.
Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah.
Isn't pot supposed to mellow you out?
Yeah.
Who are you guys doing? I'm just asking a question. God!
Let me explain how the border works to you.
Well, it's right next to Canada. Apparently, we have a lake somewhere.
So here's the ass kicker.
What's that?
You know, we shared with you that the state said last week they expect retail sales of pot to be up and running by the end of the year, which is good. However, the bill that passed legal pot in the state of New York that bill says home growing will not be legally allowed for recreational use until 18 months after the first retail shop opens in the state of New York.
Right.
So if you are someone that is concerned about doing it illegally and you don't have a medical marijuana situation on your hands, you are still about 2 years away.
Yeah, you're at risk.
And that's best case scenario.
Mm-hmm. So get yourself a barn.
I don't live in the middle of nowhere. I got pot hanging in my barn. 222-6000, excuse me. Yesterday, the first day that folks in the state of New York who were medically licensed were eligible to grow cannabis at home. Also, folks who are caregivers are legally allowed to grow marijuana at their house. Laura's on CMF. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got for us?
So you do need a prescription from your doctor for medical marijuana. The biggest problem I have is finding a doctor taking care of the problem on the good list that will actually do that for you.
Okay, so you've I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
My doctor won't. I have multiple sclerosis. I have MS.
Okay.
And apparently I'm not in enough pain.
Oh,
wow.
That's a lie.
Well, that's what the doctor told me.
Just fake it.
So is your doctor not on this list of people that would prescribe it? Is that the issue?
Well, I don't know if the doctor has a list, but MS is on the list for approved for medical marijuana. And you got to get the right doctor.
So you don't have enough MS to qualify? What a dick doctor.
Okay, hold on.
I got MS.
Pause for a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead, Laura.
It's true.
All right. So to answer your question, Kimmy, yeah. I do remember when all of this was starting with medical marijuana here, my wife informed me that you do have to take special courses or classes to be able to prescribe marijuana.
Not every doctor can prescribe it?
But that was years ago. I don't know if those rules have changed. So Laura, do you know if your doctor has the ability to prescribe medical marijuana?
I believe they do.
Okay. That's what I'm. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
No, she's saying she's saying the doctor says you're not in enough pain
to
get
it. I'm just trying.
That sounds like such a dick.
I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same page here, man. Man.
Man, I get MS. I want everything.
Okay.
I do.
Right. Right. This sucks, and I want medical marijuana.
Okay, so Laura, are you using marijuana despite the fact that you can't legally use it? I'll take that as a no.
She's under the
no.
D.
Under the D.
Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm not in enough pain.
Okay. So let's say hypothetically, Lori, you were using it illegally despite the fact you can't get a prescription. Would you then be worried about being caught with it and the legal repercussions that could follow? Hypothetically.
Yeah. If I got caught, I would be worried.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know. What that would,
Sure.
I don't know what that would do.
No, I hear what you're saying. Laura, thank you for the call and good luck with everything. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Laura.
Have a good day, guys.
Have a good rest of the day. So you would ask who's worried about getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
If that woman was hypothetically using marijuana.
It's a concern of hers.
Yes,
yeah.
She's concerned about it. You can tell by the long pause in the answer to the question.
I guess maybe it is harder to get that than I thought, because I would think that would be an automatic if you had MS. But
any kind of cancer, anything like that, I figured it's done.
She said it's on the list.
And she don't qualify because she ain't enough pain.
All right. Well, I mean, look, if that's the case, then maybe this idea that anxiety would qualify you for marijuana, medical marijuana.
Yeah, somebody did tweet that they didn't think that that counted.
Well, if MS out the
ain't
door.
Making a cut.
But that being said, I mean, I guess what people would be most concerned about wouldn't be like the jail time or the punishment, because, again, they've decriminalized personal use marijuana. In fact, right now, you're allowed to have how many? 3 ounces, Kimmy?
On you?
Legally,
like
you're allowed to carry 3 ounces on you at all times in New York State. It would just be the process of buying it from somebody where you could get in trouble.
How'd you get it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but they don't ask you that if you have it. It would be getting caught buying the marijuana.
In the process.
And then it's the embarrassment, not the actual punishment, right? Because it's just it's a ticket at this point.
Yeah, but who's embarrassed at this point?
I mean, you heard that woman speak. It sounds like it was embarrassment. Yeah. We talked to another woman a couple of weeks ago who said she had a couple of kids. She loves getting high recreationally, and nobody knows because she doesn't want other people to judge her.
Yeah, true. A lot of uptighties.
Look, I know that you live with no shame, but some people still have shame.
Yeah, me and Don, man, we're cool with our walking sticks and our weather journals.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I got my weed barn.
Like, that's the lamest guy who smokes pot.
The weed barn?
No, done.
But that's every guy his age.
Yeah.
That's how it's very strange how they're like.
Rambling Frank.
Yeah. You know, you bring up a good point, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Traditionally, and I know that the generations have turned over, right? You think of a guy 60 year older being very anti-marijuana.
Yeah.
How many guys that are at face value anti-marijuana are smoking or doing this at home?
Oh, we know a few.
Well, that's what I mean.
We know some super uptighties that get high
but
in the closet.
Yeah. Literally in the closet so their wives don't find out.
Yes.
Is that 5% of those people or is that 80% of those people?
80.
You just want it to be high, so you'd be like, oh, you're a bunch of hypocrites.
Yes, because most people are hypocrites.
Yeah. I do it responsibly. Other people can't be trusted.
Well, that's the argument a lot of folks like to make.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.